What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Wednesday, which means our dear friend Donnie Meacham is joining us. Hey, Donnie, are you there?
Hello. It is a Wednesday. I'm so excited to be here. And Rob, yes. guess who's going to be in old New York City?
What? When?
Very soon.
When?
This upcoming weekend, through a couple of days in the beginning of the week, my friend is getting married, and I didn't think I was going to be able to go, but I just bought the tickets today.
Oh, fantastic, Donnie. Well, I have to see you whatever night you're available. I know you've got plans and weddings and stuff, so whatever night I will drop anything to see you, my friend. Hey, I can't wait. Let's go back to that bar where you used to work, that gay bar.
Oh, yes.
There's a nasty bar, cheap bar, and storm in like we're two rich bitches returning.
I know.
Hey, let's jump into the show. This is really good news. You've got me in such a great mood now. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time.
Tea time.
So Naomi Judd has cut her daughters, Ashley and Wyona, out of a $25 million fortune. So the singer has cut her daughters completely out of her will earlier this year. The country music community was shocked and saddened to hear that Naomi had lost her longtime battle with mental illness and taken her own life at 76 years old. Naomi left her estate, her fortune, which was reportedly to be about $25 million, to her husband, Larry Strickland, who she married in 1989. Court documents we saw said the following, quote, "I nominate and appoint my spouse, Larry Strickland, as the executor of my will." It goes on to say, if any reason her spouse fails to serve, the next person she appoints is her brother-in-law. Now, Radar were the first to break this news, and it reportedly has upset the daughters. Both Wyona and Ashley are really upset about their mom's decision. What do you think about this, Donnie?
I find it very interesting because it makes you wonder, did they not have the best relationship, or was Naomi just like, my daughters have money, they don't need my money?
Oh, that's interesting because they're both very, very wealthy. Wyona and Naomi, they made their country music debut performing together in The Judds, and they went on to make a a ton of money. Her daughter Ashley, she's the one that discovered Naomi had passed away from a self-inflicted firearm wound. Ashley went on to television to talk about this and reveal this shocking, shocking detail. She said she wanted to highlight the importance of mental health. It does bring up, though, the question of money. And it's a tricky question. I don't like talking about money that much. I have enough money to buy my friend a drink. I'll buy you one next week, Donnie. I have enough money to pay my bills and buy a few drinks, and that's all I really want. I'm not that materialistic. $25 million is a lot of money. You would think that maybe she could leave 20 to her husband, an enormous amount of money, and the two daughters could split the five. I'm not telling people what to do with their wills here, but my goodness, money, death, we causes a lot of family drama, Donnie.
Always family drama. When my granny died, this is the thing. You don't think it's like, oh, it's just money. But the people come out of the woodwork. They're like, oh, you remember me?
I know.
We were cousins. 17th removed.
I know. I think I'd like to get my affairs in order. I should probably do it because you never really know, do you? I don't have $25 million. No. I don't think anybody would care. Like, I don't really have very much at all.
Yeah, what are you going to get? I have a used Wayfair sofa. You want it?
I know.
Take it.
I've got an old robe from Wendy Williams that I got in a gift bag. I don't have a lot of stuff. I don't have a lot of clothes. I don't have a lot of savings. My aim in life, and this is going to sound shocking, I want to die broke. I literally want to die and spend every last penny. I want to enjoy every single penny on that last ice cream, that last pair of shoes, that last drink, dinner at Bottino's. I like spending money. I'm not reckless with it, but I don't save an enormous amount either. What about you, Donnie? Now, you've just started a fancy new job, so the money must be rolling in. I can see by your new hat.
Oh, yeah. My friend gave me this. That's how expensive
nice hat.
It is. But no, I'm just like you, honestly. I got this from my mom, who's like, you can't take it with you when you go. So why would I let, it sounds selfish, but why would I let somebody else enjoy it?
Right. I'm with
enjoy
you.
I made
I'm
it.
I'm with you. I'd be furious if I was Naomi and I had deprived myself of something new and left $25 million to somebody else. I know. I said this to my mom and dad. They're in their 80s. And sometimes my mom doesn't buy a cake she wants because it's too expensive. And
go out to dinner, sweetie. Go,
yes.
Do it.
So what? Christine, Douglas, Anne and me, they're my brothers and sisters, they're five of us. We're going to earn like £5 less each because you didn't buy the cake. The cake's actually not £25. It's probably £2 each because you didn't buy the cake. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. It brings us to our poll question of the day. Naomi Judd, could her daughters, Ashley and Wynonna, out of a $25 million will, is this the right decision or the wrong decision? Basically, I'm asking, should you include your kids, even if you've had ups and downs with them? I guess they're still your blood. They're still your kids. I'd rather include my friends or people that were nice to me than blood relatives that were mean. I'm just saying it, Sister Betty, if you're listening. Hello, hello, hello. Hey, don't forget to vote. Go to our Twitter page, Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Donnie Love, what are you working on?
All right. Well, Chris Brown is defending himself after fans' spicy meet and greet photos go viral. Now, he had a VIP package for One of Them Ones tour, and it definitely has people talking because over the past weeks, dozens of fans have posted photos of them getting up close and personal with the singer during his meet and greet sessions. I'm not going to lie, I've seen some of the photos. He's actually like bending one girl over and like bumping and crying. These aren't just like,
they're up on naughtygossip.com if you want to see them.
Yeah, and well, he's now speaking out saying, PSA, when artists, everyone, do concerts, they all have something called a VIP package. We know this, Chris. I haven't done meet and greet in over 7 years. I have the coolest fans on the planet. I appreciate the blank out of them. These are the memories that will last with him forever. But this is where he goes on to say, unlike most of these lame ASS artists that won't even make eye contact with the people who made it possible to even have a career, I only exist because these fans saw something in me and I never thought was possible. So I'm going to go all out for my fans. Well, you're groping them, sweetie. I mean, it's pretty all out.
He's not wrong, though. The fans make you who they are.
It's a catch-22
It is. At first, I was like, oh, this is horrible and so inappropriate. And then when I listened to the story, Donnie, and his explanation, I do admit I sort of might have changed my mind here. I have been not as a fan, but as an employee. I've worked with some big celebrities and I've seen them do these backstage meet and greets, which often, let me add, fans pay a lot of money for. It's like a bonus. You pay extra money to get to go backstage.
Hundreds.
Sometimes thousands of dollars to go backstage. And I've seen fans come in and I've seen the artists almost roll their eyes. They don't want to be there. It's just a cash cow. You get a picture. They barely say hello. They don't make you feel special. And then the minute you leave, you know they wash their hands and are like, oh, thank God those dirty people have gone. Like, you just know it. I don't know about this. I think Chris actually now, I support him. Like, the fans are not doing anything they don't want to do. They're touching him. He's touching them. I hope he has permission, although it's all in photographs. I once was at a record release party for Mariah Carey. It wasn't a fan meet and greet. It was sort of like an industry meet and greet. But I'm a fan. I'm happy to say I'm a fan too. And she had her own photographer. And whether you wanted a picture or not, you had to take a picture with Mariah. And then they got your email address and they emailed you a photograph where she was photoshopped and you were not. So she looked glorious and you looked like Shrek. So, I mean, at least if you're going to Photoshop the both of us and don't Photoshop either. So I desperately wanted to show everybody a picture of me and Mariah Carey. I wanted to show off. Oh, God, it wasn't that I looked terrible. I just looked terrible next to her because she looked like an oil painting.
She's glowing.
Glowing. I know. Have you ever been backstage for one of those fans greet and meet and greets?
I've been back several. And when you work in the industry and working in radio and stuff, a lot of times we have to go back there as part of the job.
Yes.
And we're kind of the same way. Where they're all just
we don't
like,
really want to do it either. We're like, hi, I love you. Just great. I loved you. Yeah. I loved you. Like,
they're like, why are you back here? The people who actually the nicest is there's a band called Imagine Dragons. Oh. And they were, there's like five of them in the band, and they were just the coolest. They literally were just like, hey, guys, come in, have a drink with us, chill, hang out, we're bored. I was like, sweetie.
I love that. My experience, Jessica Simpson was the nicest. Jessica would have taken you back to her hotel. Like, we had to say, like, Jessica, you can't give out your phone number.
Sweetie,
don't give out your email. Like, they don't have to come back to the hotel. Jessica genuinely loves her fans. And I think that's why she has such an extraordinary career, but you know the ones that are going to be mean. You know them. I mean, I would be disappointed if I went backstage at a Barbara Streisand concert and she was kind. Like, I don't want her to, I want her to be horrible.
Slap you in the face. You're
just so mean with those long nails.
Yeah.
Let's move along. So Taylor Swift was spotted hiding under an umbrella as she gets off a private jet. So Taylor's trying to go incognito as she travels by private plane again, just weeks after facing backlash. We've spoke about it on this show for being named the celebrity with the worst private jet carbon emissions of all the celebrities. So paparazzi caught her sneaking onto a plane. She's behind an umbrella. She's in Hollywood Burbank Airport. The photo surfaced just after it was reported. She took 170 flights since January. Donnie, that's a lot of flights. So she's facing a lot of criticism. Clearly she's aware of this. Clearly now she's hiding. But just because you put up an umbrella, that doesn't reduce your carbon footprint. It doesn't. So do you want to really do something about this or don't you? It's a complicated one, Donnie. Where are you on this?
It is very complicated, but also I have somewhat sympathy for Taylor Swift. Like, she's a mega pop star who has to get places in the
world. Yeah, her schedule's crazy.
She does.
Yeah.
She travels a lot. She's always on tour. She is going to travel. Would you want her to take Spirit Airlines? I mean, like, what is it that you want from her?
Right. Yeah, they would be furious. People would be furious if she missed the concert because she was delayed in Dallas, like the rest of us.
Yes.
Or she missed a connection in Boston. Like, so I understand the necessity of it. I think, though, instead of hiding under this umbrella, I would have stood up and said, listen, this is my job. I'm going to try and do everything I can to make up for it in other ways. I've got an environmentally friendly house. And I'd say, like, I'm trying to do this and I'll make sure I'm not the only one on the jet. My entire entourage, my band, my crew will all travel together. It is complicated. I flew when I worked for John Bon Jovi on his private jet. Oh, it's lovely, Donnie. I mean, it's a terrible thing to admit. It is better. It's lovely. It's like being...
why would you not... Who would say, You know, no. I'd rather sit next to a baby crying the whole flight. Nobody's going to say
it's lovely. They don't check like your passport or your luggage.
They don't care who's on the plane.
You just walk up to the jet and they put your luggage on and then you sit down and then somebody brings you a drink and then you can have a full dinner. Oh, it's lovely. And then by the time you land in the city, you feel like you've been in your hotel room for a couple of hours. You're fully refreshed. I know, but I am very much aware of the environment, particularly all the stuff that's going on. My gosh, New York City's been the hottest it's ever been for like a week. Bring your bikini, Donnie, when you come this weekend. It's so hot.
Oh, not looking forward to that.
And you like to wear those tight jeans. Are you still in tight jeans and a black T-shirt? That's your look?
The black jeans and tight T-shirt. I don't know. I just
it's
like
a look,
black.
Darling. It's a look.
It's a look. Sad.
And the boys at the bar where you used to work wouldn't even recognize you if you didn't have that look.
No, if I wore a colour, they'd be like,
who's she? Get her out. I know, an imposter. Hey, what's going on talking about changing their looks with Brad Pitt? A new look.
Well, Brad Pitt explained we're all going to die.
Oh, thank you.
So let's mess it up. He gave the best explanation he could for the inspiration behind his new look. So he wore a skirt to the bullet train.
I remember. He looked great.
I thought he looked fabulous.
Yeah, I did too.
And everyone was like, oh, Brad Pitt in a skirt. Ooh. And so he tells Variety's Mark Malkin, we're all going to die. All right. Let's mess it up. I love that response. Like, Brad, it literally clicked to you. It's like, we're actually all going to die.
It really spoke to me, too.
If you want to wear a skirt, wear a skirt.
It really spoke to me, too. Sometimes I get so inside my own head and my own doubts, or maybe my own narcissism. Maybe I'm so self-absorbed, I think the whole world is talking about me. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. The day I figured that out, it was so liberating. When I was little, I used to have like a stutter because I was just so nervous all the time. And then as I grew older, I became less and less nervous to the point now where I don't want to say I don't care because I do care, but I know we're all going to die. I know I don't get nervous. Donna, you were doing some really big national TV hits recently. I would imagine your first one, you got nervous, but by the second and the third, you were like, I got it.
Yeah, because that's the thing, and it may sound terrible, but it's between me, you, and the Northeast. Yes. At the end of the day, you're like, I don't know the people watching.
I don't know them. There might not even be anybody watching. Like, sometimes with the podcast, we have thousands of people. I'm so grateful for the Northeast.
Yes.
But when we started, we didn't. It was me, you, Terry, and Captain Bree. Happy birthday, Captain Bree. It was a birthday yesterday. It was not that many of us. No!
Yes.
I know. Don't be worried about what people say. We're all going to die. Hey, quickly before we get a break, Andy Cohen has the shadiest response for the fact that Taylor Armstrong is joining the Real Housewives of OC. So Taylor was on the Beverly Hills Housewives, and she's the first person in the entire franchise to switch to a new show. She's going to be popping up on the OC. Andy was so gleeful about it. He made her his muzzle of the day. This is the first housewife to move from one city to another, he said. In unrelated news, Jill Sarin is closing on homes in New York, Beverly Hills, Orange County, Atlanta, Miami, Dubai, and Salt Lake City. So Jill has never made it a secret that she wants to return to the show. Andy doesn't really want her back. I don't think she's ever going to be back, but she's still talking about it. I'm sure she was insulted by this, but I think it was meant as a little bit of a joke. Andy went on to say that, saying, I love you, Jill. I'm just kidding. Sort of. I mean, really, she might do it. Sort of.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, she might do it. Okay, let's take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Dom Shooter with my dear friend Donnie Meacham, who's coming to New York. Lock up your daughters, lock up your sons, lock up your husbands, lock up your wives. She's back. So, Donnie, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da.
Da, 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 da.
Thank you, Don. Oh, you're in fine voice today. So, Prince William and Kate Middleton, they have lots of affair rumours bubbling up on the internet. Do you believe the rumours? Let's have a look. Oh, naughty. 60% said yes, you do believe they had an affair. I don't. Where are you, Donnie?
No, trust me, if I had an affair with Prince William, sweetie, everybody I know would know about it.
Everybody I would know. I think there was some flirting. There was a lady called Rose, who's kind of fancy pants, married to a marquee. And so I think there was some flirting. I think Kate was probably upset, but I don't think they had an affair. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Miss D is going to be with us tomorrow. Misty and Mark switched positions, switched days this week.
Fabulous.
I know, she's in Miami looking for boys. Mm-hmm.
She's going to find them.
Mm-hmm. Lock up your daughters, lock up your sons, lock up. She's out there. You two are on tour. I know. Oh, we're not safe. Hey, let's do a nice stuff of the day.
Marilyn Monroe estate defends Ana de Armas' blonde casting amid outrage over her accent. Mm. So we all know Ana de Armas was cast as Marilyn Monroe. Mm-hmm. People were a little like, okay, strange casting, but sure. But the official Marilyn Monroe estate, they have come to the defense of the actress who is playing the Hollywood icon in Netflix's upcoming drama, Blonde. An official trailer for the film premiered, and many viewers were outraged because her accent didn't entirely match Marilyn's iconic.
She's Cuban, I think. Cuban accent.
But, I mean, nobody's going to sound exactly like Marilyn
Monroe. I think she sounds great. The trailer is phenomenal.
But the estate said Marilyn Monroe is a singular Hollywood and pop culture icon that transcends generations and history. Mm. Any actor that steps into that role knows they have big shoes to fill. Based on the trailer alone, it looks like Ana was a great casting choice as she captures Marilyn's glamour, humanity, and vulnerability.
Wow. I think that's terrific. Now, this film was not authorized by the Marilyn estate, so I'm surprised they came forward and said this, but I thought the trailer looked fantastic. If you want to see it, it's on naughtygossip.com. Hey, let's do our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. So a contestant on The Bachelorette got booted off after using his dying dog as an excuse to get ahead in the show. Hayden really got on Bachelor Nation's bad side this week when he told Rachel that he had a dog at home, Rambo, who was diagnosed with a brain tumour and only had a few months left to live. So Hayden using his dying dog totally backfired on him, as Rachel and Bachelor Nation both sort of called him out for going on a reality show where your dog's only got 3 months left. If it's true and your dog has 3 months left to live, don't you be coming on the show. Not good. You look like a monster.
Ask if you could bring the dog along. Imagine that.
Bring the dog.
This is my sick dog. Can't send me home.
You couldn't throw him off then. You'd have to give him a rose. I know. Yes. You couldn't possibly. I'd give the dog a rose. Naughtiest of the day. Let's end with a moment of rum. You get a rum, you get a rum, you get a rum.
You get a rum.
Today's a slightly long one. It's a quote from Reese Witherspoon, but I want to do the whole quote because it's just so good. Reese said the following quote. All those things that you were worried about are not important. You're going to be okay. Better than okay. You're going to be great. Spend less time tearing yourself apart, worrying if you are good enough. You are good enough. And you're going to meet amazing people in your life who are going to help you and love you. This is a really powerful quote to me because there was a long time when I didn't feel like I was good enough. And I worried about stuff that really wasn't important. I remember worrying about stuff that now I can't even remember what I was worrying about. It was so unimportant. Things pass. Bad moments pass. You're going to be okay. In fact, no, you're going to be better than okay. You are going to be great. That is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Donny show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen, and leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And all together now, let me hear you singing. If you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice.
Nice.
Take care, everybody. See you soon. Donny Trouble. Pip, pip.
It's naughty but nice with Rob.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.